And I look forward to hearing you on April 9th in the Twin Cities. How did it come about that you got invited to speak at the Ways of Peace Conference?
Actually, the imam of my mosque, also called Dar al-Hijra Cultural Center in Minneapolis, is a good friend of a professor at Minneapolis Community and Technical College. So Gail Deneker, who is one of the main organizers of this conference, talked to the professor, and the imam told me that they wanted a speaker from the Muslim Somali community, and he referred me to contact Gail, and that was how I got involved.
And just for our listeners who aren't aware of how a mosque is structured, or in general how Islam works organizationally, what is the equivalent or the role of an imam?
Yeah, the imam is like a pastor in the Christian church. His role is to lead the prayers, to give sermons, and also give advice and counseling. So it's a person of authority, trusted by the families and the community in general. It's not in the sense of being like highly ordained or being holy in a way. Most imams are regular, ordinary people. Some of them are highly educated and go through intensive education in Islam. And so there are variations depending on who's available, where the community is located, and so on. So basically, we can say in this context, is the religious leader in the community and congregation.